And right now we're going to speak with Jerry Falwell Jr. He is the president of Liberty University, and a number of topics to discuss with him this morning. Jerry, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Brian. Sorry I missed Monday. I'd spent all weekend, actually 3 days in a row, sitting writing my remarks for commencement because I had a deadline to get them all to the president's speechwriter by Monday morning, and it was just too much. It was busiest time of the year for me. Sorry about that.
Don't sweat it. No problem. It's not as though you are the only one. So let's talk here about the president's executive order from last week. One of his campaign promises was rolling back the Johnson Amendment, which keeps nonprofits, churches, what have you, from getting overly involved in politics. And the executive order is not what a lot of conservatives or evangelicals had want. The views of it are very split. You've got the Heritage Foundation, National Review, Alliance Defending Freedom saying it's too vague, constitutionally dubious, but getting a better response from, say, Tony Perkins at the Family Research Council or Ralph Reed, who see this as more of the first step on the road. Where do you fall as far as a reaction to the president's executive order?
You know, I really think he went as far as he could in an executive order, because if he had gone to Congress, if he had gotten the Johnson Amendment completely repealed, it would have made it possible for nonprofits like Liberty University, like any church, lots of nonprofit charities, hospitals, it would have made it possible for them to donate to campaigns and to spend money to oppose candidates. And it wouldn't have been long after that happened that donors would start giving to those charities, directing that their money be spent for that purpose and taking a deduction, which they can't do now. And it's just would have turned nonprofits into political action committees, in my opinion. That's not what any of us wanted. All we really wanted was our free speech rights back, and we didn't want to have to continue to play this game where we, you know, whenever I go on a news show, the lawyers tell me you have to make it clear, back during the campaign, you have to make it clear that you're not supporting, either you're not speaking for Liberty University, you're speaking for yourself. And then when I do that, everybody would say, well, yeah, right, everybody associates you with Liberty. So it just forces nonprofit leaders to be disingenuous. But the way this executive order is structured, it gives back those free speech rights without turning nonprofits into political action committees. So I think it's brilliant the way he did it.
Now let's talk about preparing for commencement, because it's only been about 2 months since you all found out that the president could come and speak at graduation. I can imagine it's been awfully busy trying to get ready for this.
Our team has just been fully engaged ever since we got the news, and they've had several meetings now with Secret Service, and all those meetings have gone well. They're going to be I don't know the exact number, but more than enough of the magnetometers that I think that's the right term for to check people through when they come in for anything they shouldn't be carrying. And so I think security will move fast. I think we have the new indoor football practice facility right next door where if the weather's bad, people can wait in there, and we'll have refreshments in there for everybody. Same thing up on the concourse. And you know, the weather reports are saying that the bulk of the rain is going to come through Friday. And they're not sure how quickly it'll move out Saturday morning, but if we have to, we'll delay the ceremony by half an hour or so to give the rain a chance to clear out. Or, I mean, we haven't decided how long, but it just depends on the weather reports. But we think we're ready. We've got more bleachers set up than ever before. We tore down an old locker room that was slated for demolition anyhow, put temporary bleachers there. I think we have about 38,000 seats and then we have lots of seats in the grass for overflow. So last year we had about 34,500, I believe, attend. This year we're ready, even if it goes over 40,000.
How is the president arriving?
I think he's going to, we don't know for sure, but I think he's going to bring his it's Air Force One, but it's the 757. It's not the 747. Roanoke has a shorter runway than Lynchburg, but Roanoke's runway, I'm told, is thicker and can handle the weight of a 747 better than Lynchburg's. And Lynchburg's runway is not as wide, and so with the wingspan of a 747, the engines would hang out over the grass and might suck up debris from the grass. So I think for that reason they're bringing in the 757 and motorcading over to Liberty.
Oh, so it won't be like when the first President Bush was there and he helicoptered in?
No, they're definitely coming into Lynchburg.
Oh, so, and he wouldn't like land on top of the Freedom Tower and rappel down the side.
No. I just
be something.
Got the word yesterday that when they come to events like this, they actually bring the motorcade and a C-130 transport plane. So I think you'll see some of those aircraft landing at Lynchburg before today or tomorrow.
Where will the motorcade go if people wanted to see that?
Yeah, they won't tell anybody.
Okay. So, how about protesters? Well, how are you all preparing for any protesters?
You know, if George Soros or whoever it is that sends these protesters around the country to Trump rallies, if they send some here, they have to get a permit and they have to stay on public property, and you know, our state police, the Liberty Police, Lynchburg Police are ready for that if it happens. Just to make sure they play by the rules.
You know, speaking of the police, this is probably going to incur some costs for Lynchburg Police to be part of the goings on there. Do you intend for Liberty to defray some of the costs of the city for protecting the president?
You know, no, I haven't heard that come up at all, and you know, I wouldn't have any objection to it, but it hasn't been mentioned to us.
So you couldn't join us Monday. You were working on your remarks. Is there a way you can make it up to us by including the name Brian Wiegand in your remarks somehow?
No.
Yeah, I don't know. Let me think about that. No. I'm sitting here at my computer now, and I've literally, after those 3 days of writing those remarks, Monday, I could not sit down. My rear end was hurting so bad. It was just sat for 3 days straight, and it was... But I'm glad I got it done. So it's always a big stress reliever when I finish my remarks, and then I can just start thinking about commencement.
It's like being back in school writing a big term paper
or
something. Exactly. All right, so we're going to do our segment now that we started last time with you about the rumors that we've heard about Liberty, and you can tell us if these are facts or alternative facts.
I will.
Okay. The rumor is that Bedford County is trying to block Liberty from buying the Center for Advanced Engineering and Research.
I haven't been directly involved in those negotiations, but it turns out that there's support up there for the purchase, and it's going through in the next short period of time. I don't know. There might have been one or two that were causing difficulties, but I think all that was resolved. And last word I heard, of course, I've been busy on commencement, but the last word I heard is that the closing is in the early part of, or the middle part of May, so that's very soon.
All right, so the rumor is that graduates will not wear mortarboards on Saturday. They'll wear Make America Great Again hats. Is that true?
There are some hats for sale, and I think some of them do say Make America Great Again, I think it's the bookstore. It's not Liberty. It's Barnes & Noble bookstore that's selling different items like that at commencement. We always sell the LU logo pen, but it's not official. There's not any hat being issued to seniors to wear. They'll of course have their normal commencement hats, and they'll have whatever messages they want to put on the top of them. That's usually what they do. But there will be hats for sale, and some of them are Make America Great.
Monitor what they can write on the top of their hats?
No, we never have.
Nope. And it's a lot to police.
Okay. Is there any, you know, we talk about security for people coming into Williams Stadium for Saturday, and is it going to mean anything different for the actual graduates as far as anything they'll have to go or anything they can or cannot do because the president is there?
No, they just have to get there early and line up on the soccer field next door. I think the processional starts around 8:30, and if somebody comes late, they can still be part of it. Okay. It's you know, there was talk in the paper the other day about parking being a nightmare, but it really never has been. It's like any big football game in any town. Parking is scattered everywhere, and we've got dozens of shuttle buses that are going to be bringing people in. And you know, usually by 9:00, 9:30. the roads around Liberty are clear, and everybody's in the stadium. And like I said, this year we're going to make it a lot more comfortable for the ones who come early, and they'll be out of the weather, and there'll be like refreshments. And so I think it's going to be, it might even be go more smoothly than it normally does.
All right, and back to the rumors, and this is always one about what's going into the Macy's, old Macy's building at the mall. Is it Cabela's?
No.
It's like 20 questions with this one.
Is it bigger than a bread box?
I know.
Well, can you tell us? Yes.
Well, actually, you know, the big department store that's coming in has decided they prefer the Sears building, and they'll be there along with two other smaller department stores, and Macy's may end up being where we put the we may end up demolishing that building and putting the outdoor district that we talked about putting on the Sears end of the mall. That may instead be, you know, with the restaurants, kind of like what they did at Valley View. That may be where Macy's is now. That the Macy's building itself may be demolished, and so we may switch the smaller stores and what they call the district over to the Macy's property, and the stores that want to come here will go in the Sears building.
All right, so yeah, because Liberty Online moved out of the Sears building, they're now
about half of them.
Okay, so yeah. You said it's a department store. Can you tell us what department store it is?
No, not yet. We're still under a confidentiality agreement, but they were talking about making it a 2017 store, but they've decided now to make it a 2018, one of their 2018 openings, so it won't be right away. And we have room at Nationwide for the employees that are in the that are left in the Sears building, and some of them are moving up to the main campus. Some will be moving over to Nationwide, and so we're ready, but nothing's going to happen right away.
All right, we'll keep asking the questions, okay?
That's fine. As soon as I'm able to tell you, I will.
Jerry Falwell, Jr., president of Liberty University. Well, good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate you guys having me on, as always.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye.